Ghana celebrates Chocolate Day today. Although today is Valentine's Day, Ghana is celebrating hers as Chocolate Day to draw attention to her cocoa and the processes it goes through and to encourage its consumption. We bring you
the celebration of Chocolate Day is not misplaced, as in many countries such celebrations are held. In Germany, there's a beer festival, while the French have a wine festival. The celebration of Chocolate Day was initiated in February 2007 by the then Minister of Tourism and Diaspora and Relations, Jake Otanko Bichedi Lamte. It was a major part of the Ghana at 50 celebrations. Chocolate Day is used to educate Ghanaians on the various stages of cocoa planting, harvesting and processing of Cocoa Research Institute of Ghana at Bonsu in the Eastern Region. Ghana's cocoa beans have long been known for quality and depth of flavor. The beans are grown on small family-owned farms and until recently have been the source of exported cocoa beans to European and American chocolate factories and confectionaries. The Ghanaian chocolate, which is darker with more cocoa mass, has been found to contain more calcium and magnesium. This helps the artery and general vascular elasticity, promoting more efficient blood circulation. The large size 50-gram bar sells at 4 Ghana cedis, while the smaller size sells at 1 cedi. The cocoa processing company recently introduced a sugar-free chocolate, which was welcomed by many Ghanaians. As Ghana celebrates its Chocolate Day, it is important to find out if the celebration has meet the needed impact.
A write-up on Chocolate Day. Meanwhile, a number of activities have been lined up for today's Chocolate Day celebration. The focus is on children. As such, the Ghana Tourism Board and the Ministry of Tourism will be making donations to some deprived schools in the Greater Accra region. The Public Relations Office of the Ghana Tourism Board, or HINAYE, acknowledged that the objective for celebrating Chocolate Day has been achieved, as it has increased the consumption of the product in the country. He admitted that the board has received complaints about the high cost of the product and said the board is in consultation with the cocoa processing company on the issue.
We'll be donating to some schools. We'll be donating chocolates and other items to some deprived schools to commemorate the day. In the region, we'll also be organizing seminars and talks, as well as tours for school children. Our focus for this year is on school children because we want to inculcate the habit of consuming chocolate so that it becomes part of their daily meals when they grow up. And we also want to take their attention from the antisocial activities that is associated with Valentine's Day.
We have been celebrating Chocolate Day since 2007. Would you say that has achieved any successes?
To a very large measure, it has achieved the objective because now we see that consumption of chocolate has increased, and even most people are accusing the chocolate manufacturing companies of not being able to meet the demand. So to us, we have made serious inroads in the consumption pattern of chocolate in the country.
During the launch of the Chocolate Day in 2007, a cocoa museum was supposed to be established. Has this been done?
No, it hasn't been done. We are in consultation with the cocoa board and other stakeholders in the cocoa industry to see how best we can go about it. The tourist board alone cannot establish a cocoa museum. We need organizations like Cocoa Board, like Produce Buying Company, the chocolate manufacturers, and other companies to actually come out with such an important project. So it's still not picking off, but we believe that in the not too distant future, we'll be able to set it up.
Another issue that has come up during our interviews with people on the street is that the price of chocolate has become so expensive. Even as we celebrate Chocolate Day, is there something that can be done about it?
That is true. We have received a lot of complaints on this issue, and we are also in consultation with the chocolate manufacturing company. In fact, we have also told them that there is a huge concern problem, and they have assured us that I think it's supply and demand issue, and they believe that if they are able to supply, exceed the demand, naturally the prices will fall. So we have this assurance from them, and we believe that.
Public Relations Office of the Ghana Tourist Board, Ohene Aye. Still on Chocolate Day, the Minister of Tourism, Akua Senadanswa, has urged the youth to live healthy lives as Ghana celebrates the day. She urged Ghanaians to consume the Ghanaian chocolate, especially as it is healthy. On complaints of the expensive nature of the chocolate, Madame Danswa said she will liaise with the appropriate authorities to see if the prices can be reduced every 14th February.
Today, as we all know, it's Valentine's Day, and we in Ghana have decided to celebrate the day positively in the sense that we want our youth to focus on healthy life and healthy living, and this is why we have renamed it Chocolate Day. And we want people to eat chocolate because of the positive and healthy, nutritious values that chocolate has. And apart from impacting positively on their life and their health, it is also to show love and appreciation to people who are close to us, people who care about us, people we love, and people who in one way or the other are special to us.
And lastly, the price of chocolate, and I don't know if your ministry can do anything about it, has shot up. We've done a vox pop, and many people are complaining about the price of the chocolate, that most of them can't buy the chocolate because it's too expensive. Is there anything that can be done?
Well, I want to believe that the rise in prices has to do with the cost of production and some other ancillary things. But I don't think they are too high for the average Ghanaian to be able to buy. We will talk to the producers and see what they can do in future. We may make a special appeal for them to at least reduce the price for Chocolate Day at least on the 14th of February every year. Let's see what happens next year. But I think that all of us should be able in one way or the other to buy at least a small pack of chocolate to share with our friends, our family and our loved ones. I wish all Ghanaians also a happy Chocolate Day.
Minister of Tourism, Makua Senadansua. Most Ghanaians Radio Ghana spoke to admitted to know that today is Chocolate Day. They told Radio Ghana that they have purchased packs of chocolates for their friends, while others said they were yet to get theirs, but would definitely get it before the day ends.
Sure, I'll buy one. We are having a program at church and there's going to be free chocolate for everyone, so there's no need to buy chocolate today.
Okay. Okay. Nice talking to you.
Thank you.
Do you know today is Chocolate Day?
Yes, I know.
How do you see Ghana's chocolate?
Okay.
We are having a program at church and there's going to be free chocolate for everyone, so there's no need to buy chocolate today. We are having a program at church and there's going to be free chocolate for everyone, so there's no need to buy chocolate today.
I know today is Chocolate Day. When I close from work, I bought one for my little girl.
Well, I'm thinking of getting one today.
Majority of the public said the price of the Golden Tree chocolate is too expensive and called for a reduction to enable the ordinary Ghanaian to afford it. They made suggestions on how to improve the chocolate.
They look at the taste, the price, everything is there. We need to do more to promote the product so that the product is rated on our mind rather than the love sharing.
Ghanaian chocolate, I think, is the best in the world, and I think it should be well marketed and everybody will have great interest in it. The price, it's not bad, and the taste is also perfect, and the packaging is cool.
The price is affordable and the taste too is very good.
You talk about the Ghanaian chocolate, it's very nice, but it's just that expensive. Because today is the chocolate day, but it's not all that people can able to afford it, the price of the chocolate. So something has to be done about it.
Ghana's chocolate is very nice, but you know, on a chocolate day, for example, like this, you can't just buy just a common chocolate for someone. You have to buy a special chocolate. And moreover, too, those chocolates are very expensive. So I think we should do something about the price to come down a little for everybody to be able to afford it.
Ghana's chocolate is great, but it's the price, because everybody would like to taste chocolate, but because of the price, children can't afford. I think they should reduce the price a little bit so at least children can, I mean, afford it.
It's not bad. Ghana chocolate is a quality product and we are enjoying it. I mean, we keep on professionalizing it. I think with the production, I don't know much about it, but I think the manufacturers, if they can put in a little more, talking of the price.
But I think the price is still up if they can do something about it, because there are some people they want to buy, and if they mention the price, they get pissed off. But the taste is, it's okay, it's nice. I think the packaging is the can improve upon the packaging and the taste is okay, so just the packaging and the price.
Views of the public on Chocolate Day.